for this meditation, begin by settling the body into a comfortable position with a spine that's erect, but not tight. That the spine is relaxed, the body is relaxed, but straight. And the Buddha said, you cross your legs and you establish mindfulness, having let go of any longing or dejection about the world or for the world. So this is a major step here right at the beginning. Even before we start the 16 instructions, even to begin, we let go of what we want or what we want to get rid of. And this is I feel a soft, quiet setting aside of longing, wishing, wanting, coming back, bringing the mind back to itself. And dropping any aversion, disappointment, dissatisfaction, restlessness, worry. Letting it fall away like water rolling off your back. Sitting quiet and content. And turning our attention to our breath. We breathe in and we know that we're breathing in long or short. The first instruction really is breathing in. We know we're breathing in long, breathing out long. We know we're breathing out long. One translation says breathing in heavy, breathing out heavy. The one way to carry out this instruction is to actually allow yourself to take some deeper breaths. Take a few deeper breaths at the beginning, aware of the full length of the breath. In the text, the word is digha, which is long. It really means a long in-breath, a long out-breath. But our mindfulness is right there, right there with the breath. And nothing else. We could take it as an opportunity for relief. To let go of everything else except this breath. We could take it as an opportunity to relax. Letting go of tension as we breathe in and out. particularly as we breathe out, letting go in that long out breath. And as the body becomes more calm, the breath might become lighter. So the next instruction the Buddha gives is to be aware of the shorter in-breath, short out-breath. We don't need to control the breath at all, just be aware of it. Aware of whether this in-breath is long or short, or this out-breath is long or short. Just observing. So establishing mindfulness means we're observing, we're watching. We're not meddling with the experience so much. And sometimes we do, but it's more like right now we're just watching this breathing. And there is awareness in the mind. If it's an in-breath or an out-breath, then this is something we're not usually aware of at all. We go through the day. We don't pay attention, usually. Unless we're training ourselves to pay attention to our in-breath and out-breath. Right now, just calmly observing each in-breath and each out-breath. It can really help to take a friendly attitude towards the breath. And that can help us notice what might be in the mind and let it go. Any vestiges of aversion or irritation, tension. And being calm should also bring with it being happy. And then the third instruction that the Buddha gives has a different motivation. Here he says, we train ourselves, not just observing, it's training. Train ourselves to be aware of the in-breath and sensitive to the whole body. We know we're breathing in. We know we're breathing out. And we're aware or sensitive to or experiencing the whole body. So our awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath take a bit of a background seat, but it's there. You can feel the in-breath, feel the out-breath. But our attention is also on the whole body. And just noticing what that experience is. Be aware of the whole body. The body as a whole And notice what might arise as we're tracking in breath and out breath and aware of the whole body. Sometimes a sense of peacefulness or joy might begin to arise. Kindness. An attitude of friendliness towards the breath and the whole body. But just be aware of what's there for you. This whole body experience. You might have the sense of the whole body breathing, aware of the in-breath filling the whole body, and the out-breath leaving the whole body and allowing the body to relax more deeply. This leads us into the fourth instruction, which is to calm the body. The Pali is to calm the kaya sankhara, the bodily formations, everything about the body, all of it coming together because of conditions, all of it formed, created based on conditions, inviting it in its entirety to calm down, be peaceful and relaxed. And being present with our in-breath, knowing it's an in-breath, and our out-breath, knowing it's an out-breath, is an anchor. So that the mind is solid, the awareness is consistent, and we're feeling the whole body, becoming more and more calm and relaxed. And these first four instructions are focused on the body in the same way that the body is a foundation of mindfulness. And the Buddha said that focusing on the body in this way with mindfulness fulfills the first foundation of mindfulness of the body. One of the many ways to be mindful of the body. And this is a way to bring tranquility to the body. A key aspect in awakening. one of those seven factors of enlightenment is tranquility. And we need to have tranquility of the body and tranquility of the mind. We can spend whatever time is helpful to really help the body to become calm. If we stay entirely aware and present with our in-breath and our out-breath as we observe the body, then the mind also begins to become calm. And just as the four foundations of mindfulness moves from body to feeling, the same happens with mindfulness of in and out breathing. So the next instruction, the fifth instruction, is to be aware of piti in the body. Joy, rapture, pleasant feeling that arises from mindfulness, from becoming relaxed and quiet. So we're aware of every in-breath and every out-breath, and sensitive to or experiencing PT arising, presenting in the body. So PT is not a physical feeling. It's a mental feeling. It's a spiritual feeling. But you can experience it through the body. It might be warmth or tingling, or some kind of sensation in the body that comes when we're very still, relaxed, focused. But it's happy, joyful. Some people think, oh, it's so ecstatic, it's so hard to experience, but that's not necessarily true. It can be soft, subtle, and the way in which we train ourselves to be aware of PT is to notice any hint of this feeling of energy in the body. So we're relaxed, feeling present with our in-breath and out-breath, and just sensitive to or aware of PT. Now, PT can take many forms. Some people hear that soft sound that in the yoga tradition they would call nada. This is, I believe, a kind of PT, a representation or presentation of PT. In the body, as I said, it could be tingling. Sometimes it feels like a part of the body gets really large, or maybe the whole body gets really small. sometimes, according to the Visuddhimagga, and many people experience this, you can feel like you're in the ocean and you're feeling waves. But whatever the indication, it's really a sign of moving into concentration, into a spiritual experience, not just a physical experience. And if it feels like, well, I don't get any of those, none of that happens, that's fine. Just be aware of any kind of happy feeling, any kind of pleasant feeling, even just the slightly pleasant feeling of being mindful or being relaxed. And by putting our attention on the pleasant feeling, it's likely to expand. And the happier we can make the mind, the more likely we experience the sensations in the body. And as I said, not to feel like that's something we have to strive for or we're missing out if it's not there. This is all about being present. Being present and directing the mind in such a way that we can develop it, train it. Mindfulness, according to these instructions of the Buddha, is not just observing. It's also training, directing the mind, training the mind to think what you want to think, be present with what you want to be present with, in order to lift the mind up and bring it to a clearer understanding of the way things actually are. This is the point. We might spend many, many sessions on one instruction, working with each instruction leading up to this fifth one, perhaps. I personally spent 2 years focused on this instruction, noticing PT, being present with the in and out breathing, and developing that. It doesn't have to take a long time. We just work with the mind where it's at, with our experience of meditation, as it wishes, as it's able to unfold, without longing or dejection, without concern. Just diligence, kindness, patience. And a lot of love. We'll just spend a few more minutes just right here with this in-breath and this out-breath, and whatever pleasant feeling arises. Being calm, content. Their attention on Piti in some representation, just aware.